ورحمه الله وبركاته. Brothers that are doing second Jummah are kindly requested to move closer to the minbar, inshallah. جزاكم الله تعالى احسن الجزاء. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسل سائد الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, brothers and young ones, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless blessings. We've mentioned in our last Jummah talk that the month of Ramadan has just ended. In the month of Ramadan, you know, we did whatever we could through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We gave in the path of Allah, we prayed our taraweeh salah, we fasted in the month of Ramadan, we did the act of worship in the month of Ramadan. All of this was through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned, that when we do something that will be through the tawfiq of Allah, we thank Allah upon it. We thank Allah. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us more tawfiq next time to do it more. Because Allah says it in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So whatever we did in the month of Ramadan, it was all through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah for it. When we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do the shukr of Allah, Allah will give us more tawfiq in future as well. Now that the month of Ramadan has finished, see, this is the mercy and, you know, rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives us the opportunity over and over again to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan has gone, you know, in next few weeks' time, we'll be entering in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and we'll see the Hujjaj will go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us for that blessed journey, for the journey of Hajj as well. So, you know, these are the opportunities that we get to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are two points that I would like to mention in this brief time today. Number one is, see, all of our purpose, our maqsad and our objective of life is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine, on the day of Qiyamah, when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah tells us that I am pleased with you. I'm happy. I'm pleased. What else do you want? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The ridwan and the happiness, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing that we can have. So to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to always remember two things. Number one, as we mentioned, that whatever we do, we should do it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhlas and sincerity. You know, in Islam, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what matters is quality, not quantity. It's not how much we do, it's how we're doing it. A person gives little in the path of Allah, but with ikhlas and sincerity, that will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than a person who gives thousand and thousand, but he's giving it to show to the people. He's giving it so that people can call him, you know, oh, see, he's so generous. He hasn't got ikhlas, he hasn't got sincerity. That will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ikhlas and sincerity is something that we should all have in us. And you know, it's not something very difficult. It's very easy. Whatever we do, we should do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, just before we do that act, pause for a second and think, why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? You know, just a basic and a simple example. Say, basic example. You know, a person wears a watch. Person wearing a watch. To wear a watch is fine, it's nice. Can all wear a watch. But just that split of a second, and a person thinks, before he puts the watch on, that, oh Allah, I'm putting this watch on so that I can look at the time and I know the time for salah. I know the time for salah. So see, these small things, if we look into it, these things will become the act of worship. Why? Just because of that intention that we made to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on a daily basis, whatever we're doing it, we should do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two that we should remember is that our action should be according to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittiba'u sunnah. We should do how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. I'll just mention one story that this scholars mentioned, that there was a person who saw a dream. And in his dream, he sees that it's Yawmul Qiyamah, it's the plane of resurrection, and the angels are giving out the reward. The angels have got a book of deeds, and the register, and they are giving out their rewards. And the names have been called out. Oh, such and such person come, such and such person come. So he inquired that who's getting these rewards. So he was told that those people who recited Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar after the salah, the one who recited it, this is the reward been given to them. So this person who sees the dream, he had a habit of reciting Subhanallah 100 times, Alhamdulillah 100 times, Allahu Akbar 100 times after every salah. He had the habit of reciting it. MashaAllah, he'll get the reward. No doubt, he'll get the reward. But when he sees the dream, the people's names have been called out. Come and get the reward, come and get the reward, come and get the reward. He's waiting for his name to be called out. But he used to recite it as well. So he waits. And then the angels called out the names. They closed the register and they started to move, go away from there. Now this person started thinking, I was reciting as well. I used to recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Why is not my name called out? Why my name has not been called out? So he goes and asks that, I used to recite as well in dunya, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Why my name has not been called out? So he was told that today this special reward is been given to those people who recited Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sunnah is to recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times or 34 times Allahu Akbar. This was the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, your reward is not going to go to waste. You will get the reward of reciting 100 times because you recited the tasbih. You will get the reward. But this reward has been given to those people who recited it according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our act of worship that we do, we should do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two things we should always remember: ikhlas, sincerity, whether we do a little, whether we do it less, we do it more. But remember, you know, whatever fard we have to do, we have to do it. A person should not think, oh, you know what, I've got 5 salah to pray, I will only pray 2 salah, but with ikhlas and sincerity. No, it doesn't work like that. Whatever fard we have to do, we have to do it. 5 times daily salah, we have to do it. This is, you know, optional salah, optional charity that we do. We do little, we do more. We should do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, ittiba'u sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. I'll just like to mention one more thing. See, brothers, you may be aware of the situation in Masjid al-Aqsa. And it's very, very sad that it's been closed for many weeks, more than a month now. Masjid al-Aqsa. And you know, it's so significant, the Masjid al-Aqsa is so important and so valuable in front of us as Muslims, that, you know, I would just like to mention one thing. There are two places which has got this khususiyya and distinction that has been called as the house of Allah from the time of Adam alayhi salam till today. From the time of Adam alayhi salam, it's been called the house of Allah. One is Baytullah and the second is Masjid al-Aqsa. And Masjid al-Aqsa is so, so sacred that, you know, there has not been a place of a handspan where a prophet or an angel has prayed there. A prophet has prayed and an angel has stepped there. That is Masjid al-Aqsa. It's very, very valuable to us. But, you know, sadly, it's been closed. So what we need to be doing, there are a few things that we can all do. Firstly, we should all be making dua. We should all, you know, this is something that we can all do it. And secondly, we should create awareness between our young ones about the importance, the significance of Masjid al-Aqsa as Muslims. What is Masjid al-Aqsa to us? What are the, you know, the virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, all the prophets prayed in Masjid al-Aqsa. All the prophets from Adam alayhi salam till our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the prophets prayed in Masjid al-Aqsa. So the significance, the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa should be something that we highlight in front of our young generation. And you know, whenever we get the opportunity, like how we go to Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in Madinah al-Munawwarah, we should try and make a trip to go to Masjid al-Aqsa as well. We should try and visit, see to ourselves, see the masjid, go and pray the salah there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Masjid al-Aqsa from the oppressor, from the zalimeen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to pray salah there, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, elevate the suffering of all the people who are suffering all across the globe. All across the globe, wherever they are. You know, we see people suffering, the, you know, mazlumeen suffering, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. We should make dua for all those who are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us security, peace in this country and all across the globe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.